Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song coming up a little bit later on in the hour. For those of you who may have missed it. Joining us now, he has been traversing Congressional District 4 for a long time. He is Sam Peters. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. And Sam, how are you doing? Good morning.
Kevin Wall, my friend, I'm doing outstanding, and I just got back from my son's kindergarten graduation, non-graduation parade, non-parade, whatever you want to call it, and I got a special surprise for you here. Somebody wants to say hello, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God, please do.
Hi, Kevin. It's Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, you're going to be the best first lady. Ever, ever. Let me just ask you, what do you have planned for Memorial Day?
We're hot on the campaign trail, Kevin. So we don't take breaks in this household. We are Team Peters 100%, not letting our foot off the gas.
Oh, that is so good. Hey, put your husband on the line for a second.
Here we are. She's going to step away. She's got some kids to take care of, but I just wanted her to say hi to you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Can I tell you, though, at your rallies, when she gets up and she starts talking, she is so good at that.
Oh, she's incredible. I tell you what, she steals the show, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
Playing second fiddle to your beautiful wife. Hey, I want you to hear something that Joe Biden said earlier this morning. The nation, maybe the world, is talking about this. This was Joe Biden on a show called The Breakfast Club earlier with somebody called the God Charlemagne. Here is the former Vice President Joe Biden.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see.
Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years. I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Take a look at the record.
There you have it. Colonel Alan West called that outrageous and racist. What do you think?
I agree with Colonel West. Colonel West and I have had some conversations through some friends and talking about. He's in a race of his own out there in Texas, and he and I are pretty close in thought. And I agree with him on this one. VP Biden, you know, it's time to step down and go enjoy retirement. And I'll be honest with you, Kevin, I feel for the guy from that stand, from a health standpoint, and because I don't think that's the Joe Biden of 30 years ago. He was much more of a diplomat, you know, and I'm not defending the guy at all. I think he'd be a horrible, horrible president. And I don't necessarily like his record from vice president either. But that's not the Joe Biden that we know from a long time ago. And the fact that his family hasn't stepped in, to take care of him, he's an elder at this point, and he's not fit for what he's trying to do.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, candidate for Congress in CD4. Here locally, we're all trying to figure out if it's time now for the state shutdown, the Sisolak shutdown, to end. What say you? I know it's not necessarily a federal issue, but it certainly is going to impact a lot of folks in CD4.
Well, it's a federal issue when you have governors taking away First Amendment rights from the constituents of the district that I'll represent. So, you know, as a congressman, I would absolutely be making phone calls and putting pressure on the governor to do the right thing and open the state. And as a candidate, I'm the only candidate that has actually been doing that since the early parts or the mid parts of March. The first shutdown order of 30 days, I was the only candidate that came out and pushed the governor to reconsider and open the state. Since then, we've had rally after rally after rally. And, you know, I seem to be the only candidate that's showing up to tell the governor to let our people go, as one of our other candidates likes to say in the assembly races. So I'm still saying it. I'm going to continue saying it. The numbers don't support locking people down, this many people down, and creating this much unemployment and destroying our economy to this level. It's an insane power grab, in my opinion, and it needs to end.
Nancy Pelosi got a $3 trillion bill through the Democrat-led House of Representatives. What did you think of that bill? Not just the $3 trillion part of it, but what's actually in the bill?
Well, it's more of the same. I mean, they're going for this what was it, $2,000 a month in universal basic income. It's a socialist movement. It's spending all of America's resources all at once in an attempt, in my opinion, to take down our economy and take down the greatest president that we've had. I mean, it's just more insanity after more insanity. And when the Green New Deal clearly failed and they weren't able to get that through, they got to re-wicker it, call it something different, and try to take advantage of a crisis. And that's where we're at. So we have got to get folks out and voting up and down the ballot for Republicans and people who will bring some conservative values. And that's why I'm in this race, to get rid of people like Nancy Pelosi. And I'm talking about Stephen Horsford, of course.
And now that you mentioned Stephen Horsford, let's talk about the news of the week here across the state of Nevada. And it's the fact that this sleazeball had been having an affair since 2009 with a girl that was a 21-year-old intern at the beginning in Harry Reid's office. And she admits that she was being financially supported by Stephen Horsford. We don't know what kind of funds he was using, his own money. He makes $174,000. Or was he using campaign funds? Or, God forbid, was he using federal tax dollars? What say
you? We've got those questions too, and we've got people looking into it from our campaign to keep pushing the issue. We came out; we were the first ones to come out on Saturday morning, bright and early, when we woke up to learn this news, and you know, push for a full investigation of what he was doing in regards to spending the money. Like you said, you know, was it campaign dollars? You got an FEC violation there. You got ethics, and of course, the NRCC now has filed an ethics complaint against him in this regard. So they're investigating it as well. If it was federal tax dollars, and again, our push was for the investigation to find these things out. And if it's if there's truth to it at all, we call for an immediate resignation of Horsford. In any case, his admission in this salacious affair that it's gone on for, you know, over a decade. It's absolutely crushed any sense of responsibility that he has and any sense of integrity and representation of Nevada's 4th District. It's absurd what he's done and how he's conducted himself, and he needs to go.
After investigation or before. Let me just ask you, though. This, to me, all comes down to the voters of CD4. They've got a choice. We've got some wonderful candidates on the Republican side. I'm sure that he has a primary of his own going on. But I guess my question is, for the voters of CD4, this comes down to me a very simple proposition. Do we want to let scumbags and sleazebags walk the halls of Congress, or do we want people of integrity? Is that what it comes down to for you?
It does, and it's you know, it's not just integrity, but it's somebody that's representative of the 4th District. He hasn't lived here in 6 years or more. He comes back. If you look at his finance reports, he spends most of his time in a hotel room at the Aria. No offense to the Aria, but the guy supposedly owns a house here. Why isn't he staying at his house? It begs lots and lots of questions the further you look into that, and that is an incredible sign. As a former law enforcement guy, the further you dig, the more questions you have. You have something big there. And he's not representative of the people of Nevada. Like you said when we opened, I have been traveling the district. This is absolutely an essential campaign, and I have gone out with that in mind, and I have been talking to voters. In many cases, socially distant and as appropriate. In many cases, people are over it and they're ready to, you know, shake hands and do those things. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. But we are going after this to make sure that the folks in Nevada's 4th know that there is a person out here with integrity. I spent 20 years in the military, and the core values of the Air Force are integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. That's how I grew up. That's how I've lived. And that's how I'm going to continue to live and how I'm going to serve the 4th District. So it is absolutely about integrity.
Now, I know that it sometimes takes a while for the word to get out. But late this week, are people in CD4 talking about this revelation, this sleazebag Stephen Horsford?
They are. I mean, the engaged voters are absolutely talking about it. And, you know, again, most of them were done with it. We set up the last couple of days. We've been in Moapa Valley, Overton, and Mesquite, and we set up our little tent on the side of the road and had signs out and people waving. A lot of people were stopping and saying hello and meeting us and finding out more about what's going on and having these conversations. And they're absolutely talking about Horsford. And I'll give you a quick little story. We set up in Overton 2 days ago, early in the morning, 9 o'clock, something like that. And within a half an hour, I had three people stop, tell me they were Democrats, and they were absolutely done with them. They would not, in fact, two of them, I reminded them that they could change their registration up until the end of day yesterday, and they swore to me that they were going home to do that very thing. So they're done. The Democrats are woke up to Stephen Horsford, and they're over it.
Okay, I want to ask you about the president's comments relative to Nevada, talking about the mail-in ballot and the fact that some deal has been apparently struck here in Clark County with the Secretary of State's office relative to inactive voters, and that's hundreds of thousands of folks that are being mailed ballots. And I guess my question is the president threatened to cut off federal funds to the state of Nevada if they don't clean this up. Was the president right or wrong?
I think the president's doing the absolute right thing and trying to do what he can to hold the election process and the people in charge of it accountable. This is one of the most valuable things, or the most valuable thing we have under our republic is our vote. And to throw it away to a process that could be wrought with fraud is something that the president absolutely should be standing up for. And you know, we as Republicans are standing up for that process as well, and against mail-in ballots. We need to make sure. I'm reading today the Assembly Republican Caucus here in Nevada has come out, talking. There's a note talking about the Clark County coming up with field registers registrars and able that are able to go travel and pick up ballots from different people. That's ballot harvesting. It's illegal in Nevada, and we need to make sure that that's not happening. And certainly, we're a few weeks into this particular this primary we're in now, and I have people every single day, Sam, where can I drop off my ballot? I've had one, person reach out to me this morning telling me they ripped up their ballot because they're not going to participate in this fraud. I got to agree with them. It's unfortunate that we do this, but I got to at the same time ask, hey, I need your vote. We need to be able to fix this. And we can't do it if we have people like Stephen Horsford in office. So we got to try and do the right thing and make sure that everything is on the up and up. My wife and I went down and dropped off our ballots at the main office here in Clark County. And we gave the people that were sitting there at the election office kind of the third degree. It was very pleasant, but we gave them the third degree a little bit and tried to make sure that we understood their process. And at the same time, wanted to make sure that they knew their process and could accurately communicate it to us. So I did get a little bit of comfort from the folks that were sitting there collecting ballots. When the doors close and nobody else is around, you're not sure what's happening, but we got to proceed with this the way it is right now, and hopefully things change for the better along the way. And again, the president is absolutely doing the right thing.
Okay, in the era of COVID-19, everybody's asking, how do you do a debate? How do you do a debate in CD4?
Yeah, so there actually is a debate tonight at 5:30 p.m. The Pahrump Valley Times, in conjunction with the Nye County Republican Central Committee, they have scheduled the debate via Zoom. To my understanding, as of a couple of days ago, all eight candidates had agreed to be on the debate. I certainly am going to be there. And again, it's going to be live streamed on that Facebook page for Pahrump Valley Times. So people can tune in, and that's how we've been doing it, and that's how I've been doing my town hall meetings. We've talked a number of times again about the travel I've done throughout the district. We haven't been able to do face-to-face town hall meetings. So every Monday and Friday, I'm not going to do it today, of course, because of the debate, but every Monday and Friday at 4 p.m., I'm on a Facebook Live town hall, and I run it the same way I run my town halls. I'll talk for a little bit. I'll accept comments and questions, and I'll answer the questions as they come in, just like I would in a normal town, a real town hall where you can, face to face and shake hands and those kind of things. So that's how we're doing it tonight with the debate. I've been practicing quite a bit doing my own Facebook Live, so I'm ready, and I look forward to debating my opponents.
Okay, I've only got a minute. You've got a number of events. I call them parking lot events. You may have a different idea. Explain where you're going to be and when you're going to be, and I got to do it in about a minute.
Yeah, sure. So tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to be in the Smith's parking lot area at Rampart and Lake Mead at 10:30 a.m. Again, tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., Rampart and Lake Mead, Smith's parking lot. We'll break down for a few hours, get some rest, get some refreshments, and then we're going to go over to Smith's parking lot over at Sky Canyon area, and we'll be there from 4 to 7 or so. We're going to be headed up north again on Wednesday and Thursday to spend some time in the area of the state that's been shook by earthquakes, and check on those folks, make sure that they're doing okay. Keep an eye on our Facebook page at Sam Peters Nevada. We're going to be out and about a lot over the next 2 weeks to make sure people know that we're doing this, make sure that they know that they have a choice that is one that holds integrity. So we look forward to seeing people out there.
I hope you have a great Memorial Day. I know it's going to be very special for you as a veteran. Be safe out there on the campaign trail, will you please?
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for having me. And if everybody wants to check us out, at sampetersforcongress.com. Thanks again, Kevin.
There you go. Sam Peters joining us, running for Congress in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, Pipcoa is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, Pipcoa can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up, Pete Hegseth from Fox and Friends Weekend. He's an old friend, and he joins us next. That's all coming up live and local now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower and trimming gains for the week on rising U.S.-China trade tensions and Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba reporting quarterly profits falling 88% from the same period a year ago as the coronavirus outbreak disrupted the company's supply chains and hampered its ability to deliver packages. Even with earnings losses, the spending power of Chinese consumers remains strong, with Alibaba's revenue rising 22%. And beauty retailer Sephora is planning to reopen its stores in select locations today. Consumers can expect contactless payment methods and employees wearing face masks, and no testers, so shoppers won't be able to try before they buy. And Royal Caribbean further suspending most cruises through July, with voyages set to begin on August the 1st, although that date is subject to change until the company makes sure they have done everything to protect the safety of their guests and crew. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A Joe Biden campaign advisor says something he said to a black radio host was meant in jest.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Biden was Charlemagne the God on his Breakfast Club radio show. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott, one of three African-American senators, tells Fox Business Network,
"That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something."
Biden, during that interview, talked about his record of advancing civil rights and says he's considering multiple African-American women as his running mate. Jamal Khashoggi's children say they forgive the men who murdered their father, a journalist killed in Turkey 2 years ago.
It's a gesture that could lead to pardons under Saudi law for five men handed death sentences last year. Jamal Khashoggi's fiance, Hatice Cengiz, saying nobody has the right to pardon the killers.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
The bartender came over to us and he said, "You two Marines, well, you better get your derriere back up to Camp Pendleton because you're going to war." People didn't really know what the Korean War was.
You experienced some of the worst of a war zone.
We did.
I think it's important that people hear those stories.
We're fighting for the Marine Corps, and we're also fighting to survive.
New episode of Real Marines, available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Thank God it's Friday.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media.
Listen up.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song a little bit later on, but I want to welcome back to the program a guy that we've known for a number of years. He is a rising superstar in the Fox News stable. He is Pete Hegseth. He is the author of American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay
God,
Free.
God, he is fabulous.
And he is the co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, but he is destined for far greater stardom. He has made an amazing, amazing rise from when we first met, which was at a rally at a Harley-Davidson dealership here in Las Vegas. He was then the president of Concerned Veterans of America, but he's now a rising superstar for Fox, and he joins us. Good morning, Pete. Good to talk to you again. How life seems to be treating you pretty darn well.
Well, life is good in Trump's America, Kevin. Come on. It's your introduction was far too kind, but I will never forget that event in Las Vegas. It was a big kickoff for our group, Fighting for Vets. You were there. Yeah, you're a grassroots fighter. I appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for having me on.
Pete, let me ask you. You are the author of a new book that is getting a ton of buzz. It's American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. Talk about the genesis of that project for you. When did you get it in your head, hey, you know, I got a book in me?
Yeah. I would say about a year ago, maybe a little bit more. And it was because I wrote a book 4 years ago, Kevin, that nobody read. It was called In the Arena. And it was sort of my reflection on the state of politics in America today. And then it was, you know, it was gritty. It was tough. It was about the need for citizenship and working hard and all that stuff. But it was before Trump. And it was before I had my own metamorphosis as someone who's always been a patriot, always been conservative, but didn't understand the stakes of how far our country had been lost to leftists. And once you really understand culturally in our education systems and elsewhere, you know, the miracle of Donald Trump's election in 2016 was the political realm. Thank God he's there. He needs to win again in 2020. But if we're going to save our republic, it is absolutely under siege from the scourge of leftism, and our only option is to crush it and crusade against it. So this is kind of a guttural scream for me of what I think our country needs. And Donald Trump has created the space for us. He's had the courage to fight the way conservatives and patriots never have for our nation. And he's created, given us this moment, we got to seize it. And so the book is meant to sort of encourage people to go even further in their love and fighting for America.
Again, Pete Hegseth joining us, the author of American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. He's also the co-host. He gets up very early in the morning on weekends on Fox and Friends Weekend, and he joins us. Let me just ask you, a lot of people believe that folks on the left, the progressives, the AOC wing of the Democrat Party, that they are trying to transform America via pandemic. Are they going to succeed?
They're trying. I agree with you on that completely. They've been successful in other crises in the past in making those types of transformations. Here's what they didn't count on with this one. They didn't count on Donald Trump. They didn't count on a guy who's going to confront China, call him out early, going to give everything governors ask for, they're going to get. So ventilators, vaccines, he's pushing as hard as he can for them, tests. And these blue state governors are forced to thank him for all he's done for them. Then he turns the keys over to the governors and says, we live in a federalist system where states should manage the reopening. And now he's the cheerleader for the reopening because he knows knows you can ask people to be responsible for a couple of weeks and they will. They'll do their part. But you can't tell them indefinitely that I will crush your small business and you are not essential. He understands that. So there will be places like our healthcare system where, you know, elective surgeries have been shut down. And so rural hospitals and some private clinics are shutting their doors altogether, where leftists are going to say, we need socialized medicine. That's what we need, you know, Medicare for all. They're going to try in every place. But I think this is a moment for people who are not political to look up and say, wait, our cases are way down here. We've been responsible, yet the governor's trying to tell me I have to stay closed. But over in Texas or in Florida or some of the, they're open and their cases have not gone up because they're respecting their people. You can respect the virus and the people. So they're going to try. They didn't factor in Trump, which they never do because they haven't learned their lesson yet. And I think, if anything, it's a liberty moment for people to wake up and understand governors are trying to tell us we can't go to church. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, we can go to Walmart, but we can't go to church. That makes no sense.
Exactly.
We saw yesterday where Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, lost to a 77-year-old barber. The judge ruled against him twice. Are the courts going to be our friend for those of us that believe in liberty, that believe in the rule of law and constitutionality? Are the courts going to help us or hurt us?
My honest answer is I don't know. I know the courts of the future are going to help us because Trump is stacking the federal judiciary in an amazing way with Mitch McConnell. A second term could give us two more Supreme Court justices potentially. Imagine a 7-2 conservative majority on the court. I mean, the possibility, it's unbelievable what's at stake. Here's the thing, an unfortunate reality, which I don't like saying because I don't want to reinforce it, but it is true. Law has, over time, sided with governors during health crises to have a ton of power. And so I think they're wrong to give them that kind of power, but a lot of these challenges are met with they're being overturned because, or they're not being overturned, they're being upheld because governors have more power than they should in these health crises, but they always use health or safety. Wisconsin's a great example, some other places. I think you have to bring the challenges to create the opportunity for it to change. I just don't know we can count on it. It's going to have to be the people moving in mass. You can't count on the courts doing it for you.
We are seeing in the midst of this pandemic a lot of social disobedience. We've got lawsuits, as we mentioned. According to an attorney, 1,200 California pastors have agreed to reopen on May 31st in defiance of the governor's stay-at-home order there. Are we going to see more of this, you think?
Yes, and that's such a beautiful thing. What are they going to do, raid 1,200 churches? Really, I mean, at some point, if the people say we're open, we're going to be open. And that I think, is there's a series of movements in states and nationally to encourage business owners to just get out there and do it. Because the giant caveat over all of this, which I say every time I talk, because in the world of left-wing media and scrutiny, you always got to throw the caveat out there. If you don't want to go out, you don't have to. It's your choice. No one's forcing you to go to church. No one's forcing you to go to a restaurant. No one's forcing you to get a haircut. If your risk threshold is higher, stay home. But if people want to open up and be patrons of businesses, why can we not respect them enough? You can respect the virus and do that. And you mentioned big box stores or Target or Walmart. I mean, I went to one the other day. The parking lot's packed. There's a football field long line. Everyone's going through the same register, touching the same goods, and yet a gym in New Jersey where I live is trying to reopen, or a barber is trying to reopen, where they can sanitize everything, take one at a time, take all the precautions, wipe it all down. Common sense is gone, and you just see it for what it is. It's naked power, and that's what the left is always wants, is control of you and their own power.
Well, out here, and I'm sure it's the same way where you are, they've outlawed salad bars.
Well, that's big for Las Vegas.
I know. Hey, we invented the buffet, for crying out loud.
I know you did.
but the irrationality of it is, you can't go to a salad bar because they're afraid that you'll infect all the fruits and vegetables on the salad bar. But you can go into the produce section and squeeze every melon, every banana, every tomato, every piece of fruit and vegetable that's out there. Does that make sense?
With no one, of course, It's offensive how dumb it is, and that's why people reject it. Not only that, but every salad bar I've ever been to, a buffet I've been to in Las Vegas, there are people attending to it like all the time, right?
Yeah.
There are people around it, so they could be watching and also sanitizing and all. That's not happening in the grocery store. People are just grabbing and putting and doing whatever. I mean, again, it's a lack of respect for the goodness of average people. We trusted the government to flatten the curve, which is always a skeptical thing to do. Now it's their turn to turn around and trust us that we can be responsible people. And so even in that case, in the most egregious cases, I hope casinos or businesses or other restaurants there in Las Vegas start opening up and saying, we're going to be responsible, we're going to wear masks, we're going to do whatever we need to do, and customers can choose to come here. And if everyone does it together, they can't crack down on the whole thing.
Again, Pete Hegseth joining us, the author of American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. He is also the co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. And I got to ask you about this career at Fox, which you kind of ramped up and ramped up and ramped up. And now all of a sudden you are a rising star, not just on Fox News Channel, but on Fox Nation. You're doing specials and all kinds of different things. How did that all come about?
It's a total accident, Kevin. I mean that. I mean, I've been a soldier and a vet's advocate and always passionate about public policy and about our country. And I just did more and more segments. And then they asked if I wanted to try guest hosting, which I did on Fox and Friends Weekend. And as it happened, Tucker had my job before me. He was Fox and Friends Weekend co-host for 3 years. And then, of course, we see where he is now. And so a slot opened up and I just keep doing it. And I am humbled to have the access to the platform to do nothing but say things that I believe in. And that if that's my day job, pinch me, because I don't care about being on TV, the shiny lights, all of that. That's not interesting to me. What's interesting to me is, where are we as a country? How can I contribute to fighting for it? What are the voices out there that need to be heard? And what can I do with my platform to make sure that they're heard? So that's how I focus on the job. And thankfully, there's a lot of wonderful people at Fox who see the world the same way.
The president has criticized Fox over the years, occasionally now a full frontal assault on the Fox News Channel the other day via tweet. Is he right? He says there's a lot of garbage. There's some good hosts, but there's a lot of garbage there too. Is he right?
And Kevin, I like my day job.
And by the way, is he talking about you?
I don't think he's talking about me, but I can't speak for the president. Everyone's going to have their critiques of the media. You see what he says about CNN and MSNBC, and he's right. I can just speak for what I've seen from my colleagues at Fox. They're wonderful people. You know who gets treated the best at Fox, honestly, by management and staff and everybody, or just the same as everybody else? The Democrats are center-left people because we're actually tolerant. You know, that idea that, like, you listen to other people's views and then if you can disagree all you want, that it's a good thing to have the other side. And our news people do news and the opinion people do opinion. And I just know that I work with good people. No one's ever told me what to say. And we still have the best conservative opinion on the planet. And thank God for that. I don't know where we'd be.
One of the stories you'll be covering tomorrow on Fox News Fox and Friends Sunday or weekend, I'm sorry, the dust up. With Joe Biden and the African-American community, it came 17 minutes into an interview on a thing called The Breakfast Club. In fact, we've got it. I want you to listen. Here is what the former vice president said.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see.
Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years. I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Come on. Take a look at the record.
Yeah, there you have it. The former vice president digging the hole deeper. What do you make of what the former vice president said?
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. We don't know that he knows what he actually said. That's part of his problem right now. Did he really mean to say it? But no, he just said what the Democrat Party really feels and thinks, which is they think in identity groups, in grievance groups, right? And so their assumption is If you're black, you must be Democrat. And how dare you think differently and vote for somebody? That's what he said. He said, if you vote for Trump, you're not black. Imagine the inverse of that in any scenario based on party or race. It is how they've thought. We've seen groups of black Americans, free thinkers, Candace Owens, people like that who've stepped out boldly and said, I have an alternative, Kanye West. And you say more things like that, you're only losing support of black Americans who are more than smart enough at every level to see through that and understand you're taking me for granted.
And you know what's amazing? That on a day when he could have just let the latest Fox News poll, which shows him up on the president, he just could have let that settle in. But instead, the headlines are another gaffe for Biden. So yep. Go figure. In our final minute, and I'll give you as much time as you want, I want your thoughts on Memorial Day, what it means to you as a veteran, as a guy that's been a veterans activist. Talk a little bit about Memorial Day.
You know, it means everything to me. It really does. And I'm of two minds about it. One is the sheer power and weight of the day when you understand the depth of the sacrifice. When you think about all the communities across our country, all the men, all the women, all the families, all the fathers that never saw their wives again or their kids or their graduations or their weddings, and they did it all so that we could live in the greatest country, the freest country on the planet. No other nation willingly gives our best in that way to preserve our freedom and the freedom of others. And so I'm sad there won't be Memorial Day parades. I was greatly affected by them as a kid in a small town in Minnesota, watching the men walk down the wide main street. They left an imprint on my heart. It's part of the reason why I'm such a passionate advocate for America today. So reverence is a number one. But the other part of it is celebration. Every guy that I know who's no longer with us and their families say they would want you to go outside, fire up the grill, have some burgers, drink some beers, be with your family, and celebrate life in this great country because they gave you that chance. That's the combination. That's the duality of Memorial Day weekend. You can't do the second without appreciating why it's so important. But once you appreciate it, go out there and live it because these guys gave it to you.
Pete, continued success on the book and on your amazing career at Fox and Friends Weekend. We'll be watching for you when we get restarted. I hope you'll be coming out here. I'm pretty sure you will because we're going to be a battleground state. Thanks so much, man. Always good to talk to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Always, Kevin. Thank you. Let's do it again.
That's Pete Hegseth.
Pete Hegseth, the author of American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, and the co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. More to come as we continue. It is live and local now.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, We need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
He is one of the enduring people, the figures that we see out on the streets of Las Vegas, downtown, the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. He is Grandpa Vampire, and he joins us. Grandpa Vampire, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, man. And by the way, how about you? Did you survive?
Oh, yeah, but I want to just say something. When you get a vampire aggravated like this with Joe Biden's filthy mouth, there's a saying, when they go low, we go high. Well, they don't know what high is. They're always in the street. They're dividing this country even more, the Democrats. When are the people going to realize it? You know, to be a Republican or a Democrat is right and wrong. On my sign on my car, I on my hearse, I said, what's right is wrong today. And would, so in other words, it's a big thing, and the younger generation sees this. When are we going to start making this that we could all live together and stop dividing the country? What a big example. He wants to be a president, and he does this. Well, we should use this on for Mr. Trump's we got to put that right there.
Can I tell you, that's going to be in every campaign ad. Grandpa Vampire, it's been a while since we heard from you. Hey, good to hear from you again. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be on Best Of on Monday, back with a live show on Tuesday. I hope that you'll take a moment as you throw another shrimp on the Barbie, and I hope that you'll take the time to think about why we have Memorial Day and what it means and the sacrifices down through the years that have been made. It's incredible. We will tee it up again on Tuesday with a live show. Best Of on Monday. Have a great Memorial Day holiday as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.